Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wandel and Stokes right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's time for a Sister Talk series, and we're so glad to have Brenda Reed sharing with us today. She's Community Relations Manager for our Public Supermarkets Atlanta Division. Good afternoon and welcome, Brenda.
Thank you, Wandel, and thank you so much for having me.
I am so glad to have you here to share with us today. And with Sister Talk, we'd just like to talk for a moment about what you do and just hear from your heart to help encourage and inspire and just empower women. Now, you've been with Public Supermarkets since 2000, and Publix is privately owned with more than 1,200 stores and operated by its 200,000 associates. And so Publix has stores in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. And you've been serving and working there with community relations. When it comes to Publix supermarkets, what is so important about community relations to Publix?
Well, it is a part of our whole history in supporting the communities where we do business. So my role is to create partnerships in the communities that we serve throughout Metro Atlanta, Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee, and to just try to make sure that our stores are connected to their customers in those areas.
That's very important, and it's just so good to see companies like Publix very much involved with community. I've seen you all do a lot of work with education. Tell us about the many challenges in your position that being a female may face in a male-dominated business environment. Have you experienced it? And if so, have you dealt with it?
Well, in my career, totally. I've really worked for two different companies, the Atlanta Journal and Constitution and Public Supermarkets. And in both of those industries, it has been very male dominated. And over time, what I've had to do was just to make sure that I respect the fact that my opinion matters. As a woman in business, the majority of our customers in both of those industries were women. So I think that it's very important that women understand that their perspective is very important because of the customer base that we're serving. And I have had to deal with it my entire career. And over time, you just sort of get used to the norm. And you just have to make sure that you know your business. You know your industry. You know the business that you're in. And that's how you sort of, just make sure that you're thriving in the company.
What kind of words of advice do you give to women who are always defensive about, who they are and this is what I know and this is what I do, and they make it kind of difficult to function in those male-dominated businesses?
Well, I think it is difficult to thrive when you have a negative image about your relationship to the company. So
okay.
I think that you have to stay positive about who you are and your role in what you're doing. And you've got to learn how to manage conflict, because no matter what job you're in, you're always going to have to deal with conflict in some form or fashion. So my advice would be to just pay attention to the people that you're speaking with, and for those that you admire, try to adopt some of their methods in dealing with conflict, and that way you're not always dealing in a negative place.
What hardships have you faced and overcame, like, throughout your professional life? There have been some bumps in the road or some hardships that you perhaps have faced and have had to overcome?
Well, I hadn't been blatantly approached or addressed in any kind of negative way, quite honestly. I've been blessed to deal with people on a very upright basis. So while I've worked for companies that have had issues in dealing with women or dealing with people of color, personally, I've been able to deal with in those situations and thrive, so that my personality is very much one of trying to work with people to get things resolved. And that's really how I ended up in this place. I started off in public relations. I started off in public relations because I didn't really want to be a reporter. I thought that you needed to be you had to have a hard edge to yourself to be a reporter. But to be a public relations professional, you need to be able to work with all kinds of people and be able to get things done.
That is so true. So what advice would you give then to other women who find themselves in, like, these non-traditional roles? We see more women own businesses now, women in key positions, C-level, corporate-level businesses. So what advice do you give to women who find themselves in these non-traditional roles?
Well, one thing I always say is you've got to know your business. You've got to know the business that you're in. You know, you have to know your customers. You have to be the expert on what you do, so that when you're out there dealing in these circles, you know, you can't really be challenged when you know what you're doing.
Mm.
So, you know, I grew up in a household with a single mom, and she worked for MARTA. She retired from MARTA, and that was all male. And when she was promoted, every time, she was the first woman every time she was promoted into those positions. And so I learned from someone who dealt with union negotiations and all kinds of instances of dealing with mostly men. So I kind of picked up on the fact that, you know, you just got to know your business, know what you're talking about, and be confident in it.
So would you think that is one of the main strengths, or what do you consider another strength for women, for women to be successful?
Well, you've got to, there's so many. I mean, let's face it, you know, we're just people working in business. So we've got to be able to network and build relationships and, you know, study the industry, read about it, understand it, learn about the changes that are happening in your own industry, and just become your own expert in what you do. And with that will come the confidence of, you know, being able to express your opinions and concerns and get the respect that you deserve while doing that.
That's good. You know, you're so involved in your company and with your background in public relations and now doing community relations for public supermarkets. How in the world are you managing all of this with your own personal life and, you know, personal time and being able to give back to yourself? You know, how do you balance that? Because a lot of women are trying to see how do they balance that their lives, you know, personal, professional. How do you balance it? What advice do you give to other women?
Well, I've been at it a while, so that helps. That helps. But I'm going to tell you, when I was a young mother, it was very difficult because, you know, women tend to take on the lion's share of the household and the responsibilities around raising the children. And you find yourself in a position of there's no time for me. you know, there's no time for yourself. So along the way, I had to learn how to take time out for myself, schedule time for myself. In that way, I began to feel like myself again. But it took some time to do that. So I encourage women in whatever profession that they're in to just make sure that you're taking time out to do you and be yourself and not have to worry about being mom, being manager, being business owner, you know, all those other things that you have to do.
Oh, that's real sister talk. Brenda Reed, Community Relations Manager for Public Supermarkets. When we come back, we're going to talk to her about mentorship and more right here on News and Talk 1380 WALK. Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's her Sister Talk series with Brenda Reed, who is Community Relations Manager for Public Supermarkets Atlanta Division. I want to ask you, Brenda, do you find that women tend to work more closer together than men? Sometimes in the professional setting, that women work together better?
You know, I can't say one way or the other because I've always worked in such a diverse workplace. So I do think that I find strength when I'm working with women in my industry. So we can network together and talk about the trends and talk about what's happening in different workforces. But at the same time, the reality is I'm working with a bunch of men. So I've got to be able to thrive in that setting as well. So, you know, it's 50-50, really, in my mind.
Okay. What do you say to young men? You have sons, and what do you say to young daughters today who are, like, you know, graduating from high school, or they're in college or in undergrad, in graduate school, and they're just trying to go along that path of finding that career, finding that place where they want to be professionally? What do you say to them now to encourage, to inspire, and to just empower them to really stay on that path of growing and developing?
Well, I really think that the key is to just be fierce about pursuing your career. Do not let anything stand in your way. Even if you have to sidestep and take something else, just be prepared to just keep walking that path and don't give up. So long as you never give up, you never lose. So my feeling is just be fierce in your efforts to you know, pursue that career.
What do you say to single mothers who are raising children, who are experiencing bouts of struggle, whether it's economically, emotionally, or even physically, but just trying to make it happen, trying to develop a career, trying to get education? What do you say to that single mom who's really working at building herself and being a better mom and provider for a family?
Well, you're not alone. There are so many single moms out here who can offer insight and suggestions and help. There are organizations out here that can help you with things like, you know, childcare, financing, just you name it. There are organizations and programs out there that can help you so that when you're hit with something, you know, don't be devastated by it. You've got to know that there are other choices that you can make to try to find solutions to things that are happening to you. So, you know, just be strong in your effort, because I think as a mom, you're going to be strong anyway. You know, it just makes you a stronger person anyway. So just know that you can, you know, reach out for help when you need it. If you don't have a good family circle, you know, develop a good church circle, develop a good, you know, friendship circle, join organizations, just, you know, look for resources that can help you be a better person.
That's great. So do you have a mentor? And if so, are you mentoring, or are you willing to be a mentor, or how, what are your perspectives on mentoring and mentorship?
I'm a big fan of identifying mentors. You don't have to brand them, you know. People think it's weird if you walk up to them and say, "Hey, would you be my mentor?" That may be a little weird to some people. So just adopt a person. So if it's somebody that you admire, just take them on. Just say, you know what, you know, I admire what you do. I want to be like you in some way, fashion or form. For me, coming up, I had several mentors, some awesome people who were just kind in sharing information. And that's really what you look for, somebody who doesn't mind sharing information with you and guidance. And I've been mentors, a mentor over the years to many people. So I just think that it's all of our responsibilities to help others, you know, come up and guide them, especially young people. I'm very passionate about that. As a mother with two sons, I'm very passionate about making sure that they find their right path. So I'm a mentor, not just at work, but at home, because
right.
I'm setting the example. Except, you know, we all set the example for our children.
That is so true. Brenda Reed, Community Relations Manager for Public Supermarket. The brand is so solid. The brand is so rich and so consistent. What advice would you give to someone who is wanting to start their own company and build a brand?
You know, working for Publix, which I admire this company so much, because it has its own niche. It developed its own niche, which is customer service, being the best at what they do, which is, you know, serving our customers. And as a result, you know, what I've found is that what that means is you've got to be committed to, you know, knowing your market, knowing your customers, knowing your business, and it's ever changing. So you never stop learning. And I encourage anyone who's out there in their own business trying to start it or in the middle of it, you know, you've got to do your homework. You've got to hire great people, and you've got to expect the unexpected, especially during these times. And internally, you've got to, you know, make sure that you're hiring the right people. Make sure that you're studying up on who the competition is and know your niche. And whatever your niche is, be the best at it. Don't just settle for being all things to all people. Find something that you're good at and be the best at it. And that would be my advice.
Brenda Reed sharing with us today. One final question. What and who inspires you with awe?
Well, I guess, you know, aside from God, you know, it would have to be my mom. She's sort of been that person for me all of my life. So the longest running mentor that I've ever had. So it's got to be my mom.
It is just so great to just have that person in your life and space that just keeps you inspired. And that is so awesome. Brenda Reed, I want to say thank you so much for sharing with us today your story, encouraging, inspiring, and empowering so many women on our Sister Talk. Sometimes we just need to hear it from trailblazers like you who've just kind of paved the path, and you can give us the tips and the techniques and advice and the wisdom to keep moving. So thank you so much, Brenda, for sharing with us on our Sister Talk series. We appreciate you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And have a great one and continue to keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Take care.
You too now, Brenda. Wasn't that amazing? Brenda Reed, Community Relations Manager for Publix Supermarket. And you know, I'm telling you, the brand is solid. And Brenda works there and has been working there for 20 years, helping in the Atlanta district and division. Thanks so much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.